Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a quarter cent at 388 and three quarters, December wheat up 4¾ cents at 599, and November beans up 2¾ cents at 1036 and a half. We did have an export sale this morning, 110,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. I was hearing yesterday that over the weekend, China bought a fair amount of corn that should have shown up by today. That's a little bit disappointing for the market out here. But we've got crude oil back up, 66 cents a barrel. That might be a little bit helpful. But the dollar is up 26, so that kind of negates that. The metals are sharply lower. The Dow is, looks to open up about 170 lower here. So I don't think any of that really helps out here. I think we could see a turnaround Tuesday in the corn and the beans here today. Wheat remains fairly strong. Dryness in Russia, dryness in Ukraine. Dryness, you know, if you get west of Iowa and south, it's pretty dry. We had some rains in Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, but really didn't get into the heart of the wheat belt out here. But, you know, I think the wheat, acted really well yesterday considering what the beans did. The beans now, I think they've shaken out about 50,000 or more of their longs. I've got them long now, about 210,000 contracts of beans, which is down from 250, 260 just on Friday. I think that's a pretty good shakeout out here. I think we're going to see a turnaround Tuesday. At least I hope so, with some higher prices out here. But not a whole lot of other news. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock today. They were delayed because of the holiday yesterday. We'll get crop progress tonight. That should show harvest at a really good clip. You know, I think we've got about another 2 weeks of harvest pressure in this thing. Then maybe we can gain some steam there. But for all intents and purposes, I don't see anything really wrong with the bean market. We've got a 290 carryout. We're on a 50-cent break here. I think if China wants more beans, here's a good spot to buy them. So that's really about it. It's a little bit disappointing. Corn couldn't close over 90, 390 2 days in a row. But we'll see what happens here today. Hopefully, we'll get some good news on the export inspections and see some higher prices out here in corn and beans. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.